The following podcast contains strong graphic language and is not suitable for all ages.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 157. This one's a serious one, folks. Roe versus Wade being overturned. This is what's going on right now in our world. I cannot believe it. We're going to have a lot of discussion about that today. What do you call it? It's really getting under my skin. It's pissing me off. It's actually really, really lighting a fire under my ass. Anyway, I've got my, man beside me, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Yo, what's up?
And, as always, what do you call it? Blah, blah, blah. Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Manitel Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So, you know, I'm sorry, man. I am super lit up right now. I've been dealing with, you know, watching, you know, our civilization just go to complete shit. You know, in terms of, have you been paying attention to any of this, or do you have no idea what's going on?
No, I know what's going on.
Okay.
I wish Obama would have actually, you know, codified it in Congress like he said he was going to do when he had a Democratic supermajority, but, you know, that didn't happen.
Well, whatever, to be completely blunt, I didn't even know that was supposed to happen.
He said that he was going to codify it in Congress into law in case the Supreme Court ever decided to do this, mm-hmm. and he had a Democratic supermajority. He could have done it. Like that. Like, really easy. Nope. Didn't get it done.
You know what?
And this is exactly why he said he was going to do it, because, you know, he said that this may happen one day. There it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't like getting political on shit. This is not political. First of all, I want to make very, very certain that you people understand.
Well, I mean, I think it is political considering 33% of the country disagrees with you.
Okay, but this is not a left or right situation. This is a human situation.
It is left or right, though, because find me a person on the left who is against abortion.
There are plenty of people that I know that are
on the left that are against
abortion, and I know plenty of people on the right that are for abortion.
That I know, yeah, there are people on the right that are pro-choice, but I've never, never come across somebody on the left that is pro-life.
I'm telling you, plenty of people.
It's not many.
Well, listen, here's the thing.
Name a left politician. That is for...
A left politician, I don't know, because I don't pay attention.
There's not.
I don't pay attention
to that. There's just not.
All I pay attention to is the stupidity that's going on in our freaking world. First of all, this whole thing drives... Here, it's all politicians, all right? And as much as I don't like doing politics or talking about politics or bringing up politics ever, okay, the fact of the matter is right now, here, all the stupid shit that's going on in the world, trying to overturn Roe versus Wade, a woman's body is her own body. All these jackass sons of bitches are like,
I can't wear a mask. It's my body, my choice.
Or getting shot with vaccines.
It's my body, my choice.
Well, guess what, you fucking assholes? The fact of the matter is, it's a woman's body. It's her choice. A dead body has more freaking rights, okay, than a woman does, is basically what they're trying to say by trying to reverse this. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, I don't agree with you, though, on your assessment of what they are saying.
Okay. Oh, you can... It's okay. There's no lack of need for blood. There's no lack of need for body organs, correct? You can't take... Did you follow me on this?
I don't know what you're talking about. You need to elaborate a little more on what you're saying.
There is always a need for blood, correct?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why the blood banks, and they need more blood all the time.
Okay.
There's always a need for hearts and livers,
organs.
And organs.
Yes.
Okay. The fact is if you don't okay it and you don't give your body to the science, they are not allowed to harvest anything from your body.
Yes, you need to be an organ donor.
Exactly.
Okay.
So basically, a dead body
Who's has a dead more body? The organ donor. Yeah.
Has more rights than a woman.
That's not the argument.
If they're going to say, if the argument here is that they can still have an abortion up to 15 weeks. Okay, 15 weeks sometimes is not an adequate amount of time. Some women don't even know they're pregnant until a couple months in.
Well, actually, because they're overturning it, some states can just outlaw it.
Right. Completely outlawed.
But that's still not the argument that they're making. The argument that they're making is, yes, of course, a woman has her right. She has a right to do whatever she wants with the baby, but kill it. That's their argument.
Okay.
If they want to give it up, if they want to raise it, whatever they want to do, you just can't murder another human being. That's their argument.
But it's not another human being at that point.
But that's the argument.
Right.
See, that's
okay.
The real argument, because
the real
they
argument.
Are saying, no, you're wrong. It is a human being.
And here it is, and I'm going to bring it down right now. The fact of the matter is if you want to say it's a human being, and I can, listen, great, good for
also,
you, then you should be the one who takes care of it if the woman wants to bring it to term. If a woman doesn't want to bring it to term, whether it's for someone else, you can't say, okay, well, somebody's shooting at us, so I grab another person and shove them in front of me to save my own life. You can't do that.
Right.
Same thing as a woman's body. If it's going to mentally, physically harm a woman,
well,
is her choice to say, I don't care, I don't want it. And she does not have to carry it to full term.
Well, I agree with you there on the medical thing, and I don't think that they actually have an argument in that case, because if the woman is going to suffer, like, for if she's going to have complications as a result of the pregnancy, I think most people agree that the pregnancy needs to be terminated, but I don't think that that's really the argument here. The argument is, just your average old regular abortion. Like, that happens, and like, that's what they're arguing against.
Okay, but again,
they're not arguing against the extreme cases. Everybody understands for the most part.
No, they don't.
No, that's not true. Hey, listen, if you go up to people that are pro-life and you say, hey, the baby is going to, the mother is going to suffer complications as a result of this pregnancy, is it okay to terminate? Most of them flip and say, yeah, in that case. A majority of them do. So that is not really the argument that we need to be having, because the argument that they're trying to say is that just in a regular old abortion, no complications or anything like that, is murder, because that is a person, and you're saying, no, it's not. That's the argument.
Okay, so what do you think the argument is? What do you think? Are you on my side on this, or are you on the other side?
I don't think Roe v. Wade should have been overturned. I think
exactly.
That,
well, it still hasn't been. Let's also understand that it still has not been completely overturned.
Well,
they're trying to overturn it.
They're planning on doing it. They're most likely going to do it.
Okay. Well, again,
from what I've seen, it says they're most likely going to do it.
So go ahead. So what
do I think?
Yes.
I think that women should have the. I don't think that until a fetus has a nervous system, I don't think they should be considered viable and should be. They don't suffer pain up until the point that the fetus has a nervous system. So, like, we're not talking about late term abortions here. I obviously understand why you don't want to abort a baby that's close to, term, but. Regular abortions at like the 10-week mark, the 15-week mark, 20-week mark. I don't see why that's a big issue, but
it shouldn't be.
But I understand that there are people who view a fetus as the same as a regular person standing in front of us.
Awesome. And that's for them and their own bodies to decide.
No, because it's a large enough chunk of the country. Right? That you have a political discussion here.
Okay, but it's, no, most of it is a religious discussion. Okay, a lot of them are all about religious.
I understand.
Beliefs.
And religious, okay, but there is an argument to make.
But none of them are taking care of these kids. They're not paying for them. They don't want them. Matter of fact, most people, if you go up to them and they're with their little signs and pickets and go, save the babies. You're a murderer. Well, when's the last time you adopted kids? Oh, well, I never adopted kids. Oh, I don't know. I didn't adopt kids. Fuck you, then.
Yeah, but then you can make the same argument, like, on the flip side. Like, what is it? They're basically saying, like, oh, you should carry it to term. And you're saying, oh, yeah, but if you can't afford it, or if the kid is going to be, neglected, like, no, you should have an abortion. I'm sorry, I lost the point that I was going to go with.
You should also listen. A woman should not have to carry a child to full term to get rid of the child. It's emotionally, fucked up, and it's unfair of her to put her body through that. Sometimes things happen, and it's an accident. Let's take this at the next segment. We'll just take a quick break. Be right back with Ember Skin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Welcome, everybody, back to Within Brimskin.
Yep. What do you call it? So where were we?
You were saying that a woman should not have to carry... a pregnancy to term, if they don't want to, if it's going to be emotional and I listen, I'm in agreement with you. I'm just giving you what their argument is. Their argument is going to be, their argument for one is mostly going to be, if it's going to have complications to the woman, yeah, obviously terminate. That's a no-brainer. Like, most people agree on that.
But they're saying, Alex, they don't care if it's, what if it's a person who's been raped? What if it's a person who has been, what do you call it, has been molested? You know what I'm saying? There are many issues with this.
And this is where I think, unfortunately, the no-brainer ends, because I agree with you. On these points, people that are on the pro-life side will say, I think more will say no. Even in that case, it's still not okay for you to get an abortion. And I think that is such a dumb thing. Like, Jesus Christ. It's like the same thing as if the mother is going to suffer complications. Like, if you're going to suffer complications, if you were raped or molested, that's an obvious termination right there.
Right.
But I think that those should be obvious, you know? But the rest of it, I understand why people... argue for it, because they view a fetus as a I don't view a fetus as a human life. I think that there's a distinction there, but there's a large chunk of the country that disagree with that.
And that's fine. You can disagree with it, all you want. And I'm okay with that. You're okay. You're entitled to your own opinion. I'm fine with that. The fact of the matter is that I don't care what you do with your body, and I don't care what she does with her body, or he does with his body, or that one does with this body. I don't care whose dick you put your into whose ass. It doesn't make a difference.
It's not that simple.
The fact of the matter is, it is up to the person and the individual. I'm not judging you. You don't judge other people.
Yeah, but then you could apply that same thing to, like, civil rights back in the day. It's
right.
Like, hey, no. Like, hey, I'm a slave owner, so, like, you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. Let me do my own thing.
No. Because again, you're talking about humans.
Right.
Humans, whites, blacks, everybody is equal. Everybody's even.
And why?
We're not in the dark ages anymore.
Yeah, but they're putting up a fetus up with that too. And so they're saying, okay,
no,
you can't miss. No, but that's the thing though. They are saying that any life, all right? So, like, let's say black and. Oh my God. Back during civil rights times, you can't own slaves because it infringes on black people's rights. They're using the same thing here. You can't abort a fetus because it interferes on that fetus's life.
The fetus doesn't have a life. Fetus is not, until it's out of the woman's body, it's still inside the woman's, it does not count.
And that is up for debate.
But it shouldn't be.
I disagree, actually, because we need to draw a line somewhere. Not out of the womb, because no, that's too far.
That's a different animal.
That's way too far.
That's a different animal, of course. There should be some time, but there shouldn't be. They shouldn't be able to make it illegal in any freaking state, okay? There should be an adequate amount of resources for women to be able to, whether if maybe it's a mistake, maybe something happened. If it's a frequent thing, that's a different animal also. You know what I mean? But because some people, they just go out and they, oopsie, and they go and get one every other month.
You know,
I've seen that
again,
too.
Again, I still think that that's okay, but I still think you have to. Me personally, I think a line needs to be drawn. I think
but the government has no say in it. They shouldn't have a say in what happens to your body.
Well, but they're still having a say where a line is drawn.
Okay, so it's okay if you decided you didn't want to be with your girlfriend anymore and you wanted to go and be with another guy again, and then they say, okay, well, you know, you can't get married now. Which they've done in certain areas.
Yeah, but the government still has...
And that's okay?
Listen, the government...
You're not allowed to love who you want to love
on.
And be married?
The government still has to draw a line because we can't have people aborting fetuses 2 weeks before before...
Of course.
Yeah, so the government has to draw a line.
But not 15 weeks is nothing.
Listen, I'm not saying where the line needs to be drawn.
I understand that.
The government does need to draw a line. Like, the government can't just stay out of it hands off.
I think the medical field needs to be the ones to draw the line, not government.
Well, but it's going to have to be codified into government.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
but again, you're talking about, and again, I know you're on the same team as I am. I'm just saying, you know, there's 15 weeks is not enough time. Some women don't even know that they're pregnant at that point.
Okay, I believe you. And in some states, abortion is going to be straight up illegal. I think that's not right. We have two lines essentially, right? We have the line of conception, right? And that's where people are saying the life starts here. And then we have other people that say no, the life begins at birth. So everything before that doesn't matter. And then we have people all in the middle that say, nah, the lifeline is somewhere around here. We just need to figure out where that line is.
Right.
Because I think people at both ends of the extreme are... Both extreme ends are just insane. It's insane to think that a fetus that is like 3 weeks old has rights.
Right,
no.
Right. But here it is look, and I respect... If somebody doesn't want to go get shots... You know, I think you're stupid if you don't want to get the vaccines.
It's different, though.
No, but saying my body, my choice, it's the same fucking difference.
No, it's not.
Alex.
It's not.
It's the same difference.
It's not, though. Because
it really is.
Because we're dealing with eventually...
The same thing.
It's not because there's another life involved. With a vaccine, it's only yourself.
Bullshit. Because it's also me and you and everybody else around you. Because if you don't get the vaccine, and then, what do you call it, somebody, you could get some. This one's sick or that one's sick. And if you do have the vaccine, you could still get somebody sick.
Okay. But
I am not
a protected class of citizen. A fetus is a protected citizen, just like gay people and trans people and black people.
Okay. All right. Listen, if men could get pregnant, I guarantee you there would be like fucking ATMs on every corner. It would be you'd be able to get an abortion everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure, but
you can't have a grouping of old white men, you know, sitting
debating. Actually, I disagree with you. I think that the religious right would be just as against it.
I don't think so.
I do think so.
I don't know.
Because also, if men can get pregnant, are men getting pregnant from other men? Because they would also not like that either.
Well,
so, you know, I think that they would be against
it. Let's not go there, Alex, because there's plenty to talk about.
That's
on
what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not feeling it. I think that whatever happens in someone's own body or, listen, do I think it's right for people to go and you know, OD but issues with drugs? No, I don't. But at the end of the day, if they're going to go, they want to go and freaking kill themselves, then that's their choice. Whether I think it's right or not, it doesn't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Should they be allowed to do it? No, not necessarily. But they're going to do it whether you want it or not. Abortions are going to happen whether they want it or not.
So
it's about making it so that it's safe or that it's not safe. Because before all this, people were going and getting hangers stuck into them.
Yes, I'm aware. And we're going to see an increase in that. But you also said something before that it's your choice, so you should be able to decide. I don't agree with that. Because then people will decide to have abortions up to like 2 weeks till pregnancy.
No,
like,
Alex, no.
And you can't have people doing that.
There has to be a limit in terms of, all right, well, how long until you can't have the abortion, then you have to give up, you have to have the baby to fruition.
Right.
So if that's the case, though, the woman shouldn't be stuck with the baby. They should have, if they don't want to keep the baby or they cannot afford to keep the baby or something is going, they should be able to give that up for adoption, no questions asked.
I'm with you on that.
But up to a certain point.
But you do agree with me that a line does need to be drawn.
Of course.
Because you can't just do whatever you want.
Of course. You can't go a week or two from when the baby's going to be born and then go,
okay,
we're getting rid of the baby.
I just wanted to see if we agreed on it.
No,
well, because
that's a different animal.
Well, because you said, you know, you should be able to do whatever you want, and I don't agree with that.
No. Again,
ironically, I do agree with you that on drugs. I actually do think that if you want to go, like, off yourself, if you want to go just take a bunch of drugs and kill yourself, that should be your right. You are not harming anybody else.
Well, no, you're harming your whole family.
I understand that you are
everything.
Emotionally devastated, but you're not physically hurting them.
Right.
You are emotionally devastating them. But, I mean, you know, it's the same thing with people who are sick in the hospital. Like, if you're close on your deathbed and you just want to get it over with, I see no reason as to why you shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Okay. Well, just so everybody's aware, and let's put this in perspective, you are not telling anybody that you think it's okay for them to kill themselves.
I'm not. No, I don't think anybody should kill themselves. I think
there is help available, people.
Yeah, there's help available.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. If there's ever an issue, call them 24 hours. What do you call it?
Life is awesome, people.
You know, he is not saying to go that it's okay to go kill yourself.
But. If you're old and on your deathbed and you're just in pain, mm-hmm. I mean, we do it with cats and dogs.
Yeah,
you know, when they're in pain and they're towards the end of their life, and we don't want them to suffer. Like, why do we do the same with people?
Well, again, that is completely different animal than, you know, what we're talking about, Roe versus Wade. But it all kind of intertwines.
Well, because I said...
The rights, human rights, human rights in general.
Human rights in general,
you know, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hey, hey.
So, yeah. You know.
We have to just talk political the entire show now because we've already done two segments of it.
Yeah, I'm just. But it's not. See, I'm not considering this political.
It also gives me more time to watch Johnny Depp trial stuff.
That is another thing we need to be talking about.
No, next. I watched some stuff. I watched the opening of both lawyers, and Amber Heard's lawyer is full of shit. You know, I didn't get much into their actual testimonies yet.
Yeah, yeah. It's, she's a freaking moron.
I know that she shit on his bed.
Yeah. And then blamed it on the dogs.
Yes, and they have, like, tiny dogs.
Yeah, it is what it is. There's so many different things that have been driving me crazy, and the scary thing is that a lot of them have to do with, you know, people that are in a position of power, politic-wise, other areas of power, and they're just trying to show how big their thing is.
Can you believe two women voted for this and two women voted against? It was split 50-50.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
But the same women wouldn't, you know, if they were raped, they wouldn't keep it.
Probably not.
You know, or...
Oh,
or,
I don't think so.
You know, or what if their daughter... What if their daughter had an issue?
I also...
If your daughter has an issue, you're going to make your daughter keep that, you know, keep that baby? Oh, you know?
Actually, you know what? I'm willing to bet... I'm willing to say comfortably 25% of America would say yes.
Yeah.
And here's why.
Until it actually happens.
No. Here's why. Because that's the chunk of Americans that, like... You know, like, really wholeheartedly believe literally the word of the Bible. And they, in their heads, think if they have an abortion, that they're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, you know, it's a terrible thing that happened to them, but God is testing them, and God wants them to have this baby. That's how they would justify it.
Okay.
I know that that's a terrible thing to say, but I'm willing to bet that a good 25% of Americans think that way.
Oh, well, it is what it is. What do you call it? The other thing that's pissing me off is I don't. Did we talk about it last time? What do you call the whole thing with Disney World? And
no.
Okay, so the
I don't know. You have to say more than that.
The jackass governor in Florida, what is it, DeSantis? So he's trying to roll back and get rid of the deal that Disney has had with the state of Florida for the last 50 plus years. What do you call it? Which is essentially Disney is a sovereign state without being a sovereign state.
Kinda.
They run their own government. They have people that live on there.
They have their own currency.
They have everything. They have everything needed to be a sovereign state. But so what he's trying to do, because he was pissed off because they clapped back at him, what do you call it, on the Don't Say Gay Act. Okay, this is the same guy that did the Don't Say Gay Act.
Okay, I don't know that act personally.
Really?
But
it's the whole thing where it's not the real name of the law, but what do you call it? It's basically where you're in schools before a certain age. They don't want people discussing, the differences in sexuality and so forth. And honestly, to a certain extent, I understand if people don't want certain things being told to their kids and if they want to handle that themselves. I can understand that to a certain extent. However, the way it was put in the writing that was put in there was very, very, I don't want to get into it too far. People want to look it up, go look it up. You could say Don't Say Gay and it'll come right up in Google. But the fact of the matter is this is the same. So he did this whole deal. All right. And then, Disney, because all their LGBTQ and what is it? What comes after the Q now?
I just say.
What comes after Q now?
I just say GNSM,
okay.
Gender and Sexual Minorities.
So all that jazz. What do you call it? The people that work for Disney, in that category, were all like up in arms. So Disney said, we're going to back our people and we support it. And, and this should never have been written into law. And what do you call it? We're going to do our best to see to combat against it. So they basically were like, this is wrong, and they called the guy on it. Now, this guy is a jackass, so he was all ass hurt because Disney was going against them. So then he went and tried to figure out any way he could screw with them. So by screwing with them is by getting rid of an over 50-year-old pact that Disney has had with Florida, which has basically allowed them to build Disney World into what it is and has helped Florida flourish with tourism
yeah.
and business and so forth and jobs. So the fact of the matter is what I think is what Disney should do is I think they should say, guess what? Fuck you. And they should declare themselves a sovereign state altogether.
I don't think they can do that.
They can do that. They can do that. They are legally, they can do that. They have a big, first of all, if you look down the list of what you need in order to become a sovereign state, you have to have a certain size plot of land, which they more than have. Their plot of land is twice the size of New York City.
Are you talking about becoming a state or succeeding from the United States?
Either or. They could do either one.
Well, because one is going...
It's like in California. They want to do the same thing in California.
Yeah, but it hasn't been done.
Right. Doesn't mean that they will do
also, it. Also, when has any piece of land successfully seceded from the United States?
I don't know, but I know there are islands that are owned and so forth that have nothing to do. They have their own government. The fact of the matter, I couldn't name them.
You mean the ones that like we own, kind of?
Maybe.
That's that we own them. That's like the reverse of what you're talking about.
Regardless,
it wouldn't happen.
Look
because
up a sovereign state. Hold on.
I understand what
this.
You're talking about, but the United States is not going to allow that to happen.
Why
they
not?
Just won't. Because
they can't not allow it to happen.
Yes, they can.
No, they don't.
Yes, they can.
No,
They're going to allow a piece of land. What do you think the Civil War was? The South was trying to secede. And
a sovereign state or country is independent and not under the authority of any other country.
I understand, but there are legal. You have to go through a legal process for that to happen, and Disney is not going to get approved. They're not.
I'm pretty sure that they would.
I'm willing to say I would put money on it. I would straight up put $200.
The following is a list of sovereign states in the Americas. All 35 states are members of the United States and the Organization of American States. Sovereign states.
Are they all Indian reservations?
Could be.
That's probably what they are.
I'm looking to see.
Disney is not going to become its own sovereign state.
Here.
Calling it right now.
Argentina, Antigua and Barbuda.
Those are other
Bahamas,
countries.
Barbados, Belize, Brazil. I don't know what this is all saying, sovereign states. The following is a list of sovereign states in the Americas.
I want you to find a list of sovereign states within the United States America's borders.
I have no idea. I'm looking at this stuff.
I'm not counting Brazil.
It doesn't make a difference. The fact of the matter is what I'm trying to get at is that they have all of what it takes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Alex,
they would have to fight the United
Alex,
States.
There are stories online about it, and they don't
about
have to fight
what?
The United States.
Yes, they do. If
about,
they want to secede
Disney,
from the United States.
About Disney being able to become a sovereign state.
If Disney could become a sovereign state and run their own currency and just do whatever the hell they wanted, don't you think they would have tried to do that already?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
Why
I
not?
I don't think they would have done it already.
They would have had so much benefit to doing that.
Okay.
Because then they wouldn't have to pay taxes to
CNN,
the United States.
CNN, why Disney has its own government in Florida and what happens if that goes away?
It doesn't have its own government in Florida. It has its own like...
It's CNN, you jackass. It has its own government. It runs its own government.
All right. Well, just because it came from CNN means it has
no,
to be true.
No, it's not... Alex, they run their... This is a known
they
thing.
They don't have their own government.
They run
government.
Their own government. Disney runs their own government.
They don't...
They have their own fire department, their own
yes.
police department.
Yes, they do.
They have their own everything.
They
run their own government.
They don't have a government, like a government.
Okay.
They don't.
Yeah, it's the board. Their board of directors.
Yeah, it's not a government, though.
I'm telling you.
And because Disney is still a part of the United States of America and part of the United States government. They don't have their own separate government.
Okay. I'm telling you that they run their own internal government. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but it's not like
the size of the place. It's just like any other city. Okay? It's just like any other city. They have their own their own government within their land. They have two times the size of New York City.
Cities don't have their own separate governments from the United States government that are completely separate of each other.
But they can separate from Florida. They
no,
can
they
separate
can't.
From Florida.
No, they
yes,
can't.
They can.
They cannot
they can.
Secede
I'm telling
from the
you.
United States.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to do it, but I think that they could do it.
I no way.
Anyway, that's about all the time we have for arguing this evening. What do you call it? Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Within Brimskin, as always. Make sure you follow us on all social media. Make sure you hit up 5 stars on all the places to hear us. You know, all that jazz. Make sure you catch us on the Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. The Dirty Little Secrets Club on Tuesdays. And we'll be seeing you again next week.